Hello, everybody, and this is the Magazine Rack. Welcome to the JRPG Book Club podcast. Here we're going to talk about some game news.
We're back.
Stop,
I'm back.
Stop, Bill. Sorry, you like started back. Laughing, so I was like,
I didn't laugh. I was smiling.
He was smiling.
I wanted to laugh. The laugh was laughter yeah. was in my heart.
I could taste it.
So we're back. Had some stuff going on between all of us, you know, the last couple weeks, but we're all here. We're here. We haven't left. Yep. I've been stuck in this physical location, you know, just like everyone else for the last year and a half.
Year and change.
And yeah. Right. So with that, though, what have you guys been up to? What have you been playing?
I've been playing the Disgaea RPG, the new phone game.
Ooh.
It plays like Disgaea. It feels like Disgaea. It has a bunch of gacha bullshit, but
yeah,
it's fine for what it is.
Yeah, right. I downloaded it. I didn't play like a ton of it, yeah. But I played it, and for the most part, I liked what I saw. Like it's Disgaea, right? But with the gacha mechanic.
Yeah.
I couldn't commit that much time to it because I have my other gacha game. That's like the only like I won't allow myself to get into another gacha game as much as I am with other one because it's like it's too much, right? Like the grind and stuff.
Yeah, I juggle like probably closer to 3 or 4 of them now. Like I try to be free to play on all of them, so it's it's hell. But
right, you know. Well, I mean, the thing is what are you playing for, right?
Yeah.
So like with gacha games, it's very much a heavy like, do you want to put money into it or do you not? Mm-hmm. Do you want, you know, how far in the game is it? Because like Tales of Crestoria, for example, which is my main gacha game, like they're slowly rolling out new updates to make like the stuff that used to be really hard to deal with like easy-ish, and then there's other stuff that's like limited quantity stuff. So like the game's advancing enough where you can get these materials to get stuff. And like the thing is, if you're just trying to play story, you barely have to update your like words. You barely have to like make your characters that much better, right?
Yeah.
So if you're trying to play arena, if you're trying to play heavy, like big raids and stuff, that's when you got to put like effort in, right?
Yeah.
You know, I try and keep within the top 2 ranks, maybe usually about 2 ranks of the arena and stuff like that. So like that's when I'm like, all right, I'll put time into this one.
Yeah.
But and I like the story. Like I actually like the story of Crestoria. Most gacha games, I'm just like, this is watered down. You know,
yeah, it's like, just it's game. A gacha game, like,
right?
Yeah, the story. But, you know, a lot of people don't come there for the story.
It's true, yeah. But I know what I am.
Yeah.
And well, the thing about Crestoria is it's actually considered mainline Tales.
Oh, it's considered canon. Like,
so it actually well,
canon.
Big old quotes.
Yeah,
because none of them are connected. Like that's the thing. I mean, there's a few of them that are, but
they're
most
connected.
Of them
like Final Fantasy's connected.
Yeah.
So. Crestoria is like a main title. That means they're putting effort into it. It's basically what I would take it as.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's cool. Like the story's good and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why I can't like put into too much into the gacha games. I'll download them to try them.
Yeah.
Sorry to steamroll over you. What do you got?
No problem. And what then else you got? The other thing is I've been playing Magic: The Gathering Arena. Yeah, I know. Yes. Bill and I both play card games, so we know, especially the history that Standard has in Magic the Gathering, but I got bored. I had enough because I played in the beta and I had enough resources to actually build like a meta deck, so I'm trying to see how far I can get up ranked with it. And I just hit I hit gold 1 today, so I have to make it through platinum.
For that game, and if you're playing on mobile, that's not that bad.
Yeah, I need to get through because I'm at the end of gold, I need to hit platinum, diamond, and then I think mythic is the last one. And then if you get to like the top ranks of mythic, you get invited to the big tournament and whatever. But to be honest, I don't super
cards
care
being
about
good
that.
At card games.
Yeah, like that's the thing is it's just like what was it for another podcast? You know, I'm trying to write an episode about Magic, so being good at it I think is like kind of a requirement for it. So I'm trying to get good at Magic before I really talk about it and like tear it apart.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, what about you, Jack?
Yeah.
What you got?
I've been finishing up Yakuza Like a Dragon. I'm on the last chapter. Just gotta knock it out. I've been doing...
Isn't it fun, man?
Is it what?
Isn't it so much fun?
Oh my gosh. I just got lost in the world. It's just so fun. The characters are really great. Just like... there's a lot of dialogue between, like, banter back and forth between the characters and in a lot of different locations. Whenever you go to a meal place, you sit down to eat food, they'll be like, they'll have a conversation.
I want to go back to that game so bad. It's so much fun.
Yeah, and I've been doing all the side stories. I did the mini games, which are actually surprisingly fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. And I'm like, you know what? I really should just get into the Yakuza series. So I think I'm going to pick up
My roommate Yakuza just did Zero that.
And start from there.
And, yeah. Didn't we get that one for free on PSN a while back? Like, it was Kiwami?
I think we did. Kiwami won. Because there's Zero, and then there's Kiwami 1 and Kiwami 2. Mm. And then they just released the collection, first game or whatever. 3, 4,
Zero
and 5.
Is a prequel thing.
Mm. And then there's 6. Which, a Dragon is apparently considered the 7th game. It's titled Yakuza 7 in Japan. So this is a mainline game.
Oh, really?
Game.
That's cool.
But it's just different.
My roommate just bought all of those recently. I don't think he's touched them, really. But they're super cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. The very little bit I've experienced in that franchise is like, this is cool.
The story is really interesting too. I'm so invested in this. There's a lot of really cool stuff that happened, and like, if they got the writing down for this, like, I gotta jump in the other games because I'm sure the stories for those are great, and I've only heard good things about them. So
I love the absurdism, like
that too.
Kinda, like it's, you'll have like these super serious moments, and then they're like, here's a giant octopus you have to fight. You know, like,
yeah,
weird stuff.
Yeah, you had there's a crane they have to fight.
Yeah,
there's what are those little guys that sweep on the ground?
Roombas.
Roombas. You fight a giant Roomba.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yep. And
they had so much fun with this. You could tell, like, they went hard with it. I hope there's another one.
I
don't know
so.
If the story asks for it, but. I think considering how well it did, like, it was recognized as like a really good game.
Including the main protagonist. Happens. Like, even though like it's not the main guy for the past six games.
Top lists.
Seven games.
He was regarded one of the best protagonists in games for most reward shows this last year, kind of thing.
He's good. Like, he's a solid guy. He's great.
Yeah.
I love him.
Nice.
I'm actually basing a D&D character off of him.
Nice.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
I like his motivation, and so I'm gonna be using that.
Excellent. Anything else?
I got Hades in the mail, so I'll expect an update from that for next week.
Heck yeah. That game is super solid. I like that one a lot.
That's all I'm hearing from everybody. So I was like, well, finally, I guess I'll get it.
The thing is, do you like roguelikes?
I do.
If you like roguelikes, you'll like this game.
Yes. So,
I'm
excited to jump in.
It's solid. I know for me, I've like last 2 weeks I've played like nothing game wise. Like, I've just been doing other stuff.
Hmm.
But I just picked up on sale Marvel Avengers. I split with my roommate, and you know what? I've heard a lot of negatives, and like at first I was very critical about it. Like, it the running joke in the beginning was, this is the porn parody Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, they looked so like bad and greasy looking in the original like trailers and stuff. But a friend of mine was like, you know what? It's actually pretty solid. And I was talking to him this weekend. It's true though. Did you see their character models?
Yeah, like that's not the word.
They looked
I would
wet.
Use, that's right. It's true.
You can see it.
They're using Thor's hammer all night long. It was terrible looking. And let me tell you though, they updated character models. Like, none of them, like Captain America doesn't look right. Like, most of the other characters, like, they've got a good voice cast. They got everything else. Like, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm still super early in because I just got it today. I'm like a couple missions in, but I had a lot of fun with it. So, yeah, I'm surprised how much I'm enjoying it so far, because I was very ready to be like, nah, this game's going to suck. But I'm mainly just playing the story so far. I know a lot of the endgame stuff is like you grinding for gear and stuff like that, which I'm not a huge fan of, but we'll see. But one cool thing is, like, all the DLC is supposedly free. Because, like, there's the market thing, and the market thing is kind of like, I don't like this. Because it's just pay money to get costumes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know you can get the premium currency for free, but it looks like it's a pain in the butt from initial lookings.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when you played superhero games and you just did, like, a challenge to get a new costume? Like,
that's basically how you get... I mean, you don't have to pay for it. You can, but you can also, for a bunch of them, like, there's certain ones that are just, like, locked behind premium currency, but you can get the premium currency and you can get costumes through their challenge board, which, you know, the games where, because, like, Phantasy Star Online, right, Jack? Mm-hmm. They have one of these where it's, you complete X missions every day or every week, and unlock, you get, like, kind of, like, experience specifically for that board.
Right.
And it, like, goes up. They have one of those in this game. And so you can, there's a good handful of costumes that are locked behind that as well. And through that, you also get some premium currency. So, like, you don't have to pay a dime. It just, if you want to unlock some of them.
Yeah.
It's just a grind, right? It's annoying.
This thing is like, how long is that going to take, though?
So, I mean, I don't have any.
I wanted to get all my costumes for all my characters. How long would that take?
I don't want to think about it. It looks bad. In terms of, like, time to put in, you're probably just going to pick your favorite costume.
I remember, like, someone did, like, if you would put the time in for, like, Star Wars Battlefront 2 to get this, everybody, it was like, what was it, like a year and a half or something. It was a long time of you just constantly playing just to get everything.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of, well, League of Legends is free, but League of Legends is one of those games that you have to put in, like, I think it was just like 9 months worth of just raw playtime before you could, like, unlock every character, nothing else.
Oh, gross. Oh man.
And that was back in the day. Pass. I can't even imagine what it's like today.
Yeah, I remember League having, like, crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because once upon a time, I did download it and try it, and I'm like, you know what? This kind of game is not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I played it for a long while. I still play Smite occasionally, but I play it a lot more casually.
I remember that being a thing.
Like, I tried to play League.
But yeah, I mean, that's it for me. Like, we'll see. I'll be back next week with more thoughts on the game, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, just barely been playing any games the last couple weeks. So,
well, you know what's back this week? Ads.
That's what I'm talking about, Jack. There we go. I tasted that one. I felt that one.
I was gone. And I was like, gone one week. I was gone for a week. And you're both on this shit.
Welcome back.
And we're back.
That was the ad. Jack has gotten better at the ad reads. Jack gets the ad golden star this week.
I just don't touch it. Yeah. I leave it to you guys.
Yeah. But to segue into our news stuff, welcome back to Ty's Fighting Game Corner. We have a little speculation this time. So there's a rumor going
dun,
around.
Dun, dun.
And it's being covered by a lot of news sources. Event Hubs has reported about it. Rafflemonger made a video about it. There's a rumor in that NetherRealms is going to be making a Marvel fighting game.
Ooh, just a Marvel, not like Marvel vs. Capcom kind of thing.
Yeah, just a Marvel.
NetherRealms doesn't do Capcom. Ooh, okay. Capcom does Capcom.
Yeah. So there's a lot of rumors going around that it's going to be Marvel versus DC. People are saying it's just
going to be Marvel. Oh, well, because NetherRealms has it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, that's the thing is NetherRealms is owned by Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns DC.
That's weird.
Yeah, so that's one of the rumors kind of going around. So I've talked about a studio much like NetherRealms called the Rethernomes before. And
totally not the same company.
The same company. And I have a lot of problems with Rethernomes for allegedly doing a lot of crunch, allegedly mistreating workers, allegedly a lot of things. Number one, that makes me nervous. And then secondly, I'm not a big fan of how Rethernomes does fighting games. Like, Mortal Kombat games, at least to me, or Cortal Mombat, there we go. Cortal Mombat games have always like felt off to me, and I always hated how like kind of stiff they are. And I thought Injustice was solid, or Injustice
is great.
Yeah.
Outjustice.
Yeah. Yeah. Injustice was fine. It was good. It still had the Netherrealms feel, but it was better. But
I mean, for me, it was the story, because like I had the tie-in comic, I had everything else. Like, that was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, Evil Superman's been done to death, but like the way they did it was like, excuse me?
Yeah, because they actually brought in DC writers, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Or Injustice. And
The tie-in comic was the like the story of it kind of thing.
And you can really tell.
Are you guys familiar with the story?
Yeah.
What they did?
Vaguely. Yeah. I've seen it once over, but it's been a while.
Like, oh, like Joker steals Scarecrow's fear toxin, sprays it on Superman. He sees Doomsday. He sees Doomsday, punches the shit out of him into space, and it's like, oh, it's pregnant Lois Lane. And you're like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, like,
that
yeah,
wrinkled
no.
my brain when I saw that. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, you know what? Being evil, you're justified. You're good. Law and order, let's go.
Yeah. And like, it's a cool idea, and I think Injustice was done well, but like Marvel, and I'm gonna just fully admit, I'm a Capcom fanboy. I've been a Capcom fanboy. That's not gonna stop anytime soon. And like, I love Marvel vs. Capcom and the Marvel vs. Capcom games, maybe with the exception of Infinite.
I was about to say.
Infinite was fun, it just wasn't a great fighting game.
Do you remember when we were at E3 and there was no line for MVC Infinite?
yeah, it was funny. There was a line, there was more of a line
the
to
line...
take a picture with Ultron than there was to actually
I have a picture with me and my friends with Ultron.
Yeah, same. I have one of mine too. And like, but I have to
but the, like the line for fighters was insane. Yeah. And then you look over and it's like, oh yeah, there's Infinite. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, it was like one person per, it was like two or three people per like station.
Well, they changed it in ways nobody wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
because that was the thing, is because like the hop from Marvel 2 to Marvel 3 was big, was very controversial, as they switched from the four
like
button
three.
System to a different four button system. They switched to A, B, C, D instead of being light punch, heavy punch, light kick, heavy kick.
Granted, I only played base.
Yeah.
MVC 3, yeah. So like none of the Ultimate Edition stuff was in there, so I have a little asterisk on me, but still
MVC 3 was janky, but it was very fun. It was incredibly fun. It was so much fun to watch too. It was a great like viewer fighting game, a good audience fighting game.
Yeah, lots of spectacle.
Exactly. And MVCI obviously had its issues, but
I mean, you take away X-Men, I'm just instantly not interested.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like Marvel.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely more aligned with DC characters more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
But like the like characters that I care about are the X-Men.
Yeah.
You take away X-Men from MVC, I'm not interested whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like unless you like there's a couple other characters I really like. I like Spider-Man, I like a couple other ones, but like X-Men for me is my pull to Marvel.
Yeah.
Like that's my first comic books that I really love, like my camp nickname was freaking Sabretooth, right? Like, I am a DC guy.
Yeah.
But X-Men, sorry, I'm an X-Men guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fact that they took them away just made me sad.
Yeah. And I feel like that was the big issue.
And
with
like,
Marvel.
They've been around since the first one.
Yeah. That was a big issue with Marvel Infinite, is that it was more focused. There was a lot of, I'm speculating here, but I think everybody's kind of speculated that there was some Disney influence, and there was some Disney kind of behind
there 100% was
the curtain, like the fact that there were zero X-Men in the entire game.
That's 100% what it was.
Is obviously a little
sus.
Man. So yeah, and that was because that was the thing, is in my opinion,
did they have any of the, they had some Inhumans in there, right? They just kept trying to shove it down everyone's throat to be X-Men. I'm like, these are not X-Men.
Inhumans, got it.
They don't have the same, just like the same human feel, right?
Yeah,
because mutants are humans that like were, you know, made it, well, depends on where, right? Like there's House of M factors and stuff like that, but like I don't know, there's something about that where it's like these people have been marginalized their entire life. Like it's about racism, it's about all these different things.
Yeah.
And they tried to do a lot of the same stuff with Inhumans that just like, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Like it just it missed the mark because it's just trying to be something else. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my rant. I ranted.
But because in my opinion, at least, the biggest issue with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite was a lot of the PR going into it, because they had the initial graphics issues. They had the fact that there were no X-Men. Like, as a Capcom fan, the Capcom end of that cast was amazing. Getting Nemesis in there, Monster Hunter, obviously Ryu. Chun-Li.
Monster Hunter was in there.
Like, that's, they got Mega Man X in finally, which a lot of people were asking for. Like, everybody on the Capcom end was amazing. Yeah, they had X, they had Dante, I think Virgil, they were aiming for DLC.
That sounds
like,
right.
They had a like full roster for the DLC, and like they had all these awesome characters from Capcom's end, and then Marvel's end was like, hey, here's all the characters you've been seeing in the movies recently. Woo, here you go. Yeah.
Which is fine, but like you can't, like, this is a franchise that's been around for so long, and to like take away this huge part of it, right? Like, X-Men are synonymous with MVC, I feel like. Like, whose team didn't have Wolverine?
Yeah, right? Always. Or Storm, like Magneto.
Yeah, like, I mean, really, the most iconic team of Marvel, which originated in Marvel 2, is Magneto, Storm, Sentinel. And when all three of those characters are missing,
that's huge. It's not Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, like,
it's Capcom versus Marvel characters.
Yeah, even in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they knew. They absolutely knew when they revealed Sentinel, Storm, and Magneto all in the same week. Like, they just showed them up because they're like, we know you guys want these characters. We know this is
let's just get it done.
Team. They're here. Here they are. They're here. They play exactly how they do in 2. They're slightly changed. Like, don't worry about it.
Right.
So the fact that we got none of those characters in Infinite, all these characters that people loved through the entire history of Marvel vs. Capcom,
seriously,
that was the issue with Infinite for me. But honestly, if they hand it over to Brother Gnomes, I don't really see it changing in much of a way. Like,
well, I mean, the difference is that Marvel has Fox now, and so they can do X-Men if they wanted.
Yeah.
It depends if they let them, because they're not in movies yet. Mm-hmm. It depends on the basis that this game is for, right? Was it specified, like, confirmed insider, quote-unquote, right?
Yeah.
Speculative insider that it's going to be a fighting game? Because, like, that's mostly what NetherRealm does, but still.
That's the issue.
You never know.
NetherRealm hasn't done anything else. They've only done fighting games. So people are kind of assuming it's a fighting game. And my other kind of issue with it from an artistic standpoint is, like, Marvel characters lend themselves to our cartoony nature very well. DC, or NetherRealm's, I'm just going to say NetherRealm's from now on, no point in being cheeky about it. NetherRealm's works in a very realistic style.
Yeah.
And so I'm not looking forward to seeing Hulk in that, like, greasy, to look like he was made by another Realms artist.
Right. You know what my dream would have been?
Mm.
Give it to Namco Bandai. Give me DC versus Marvel Fighters, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know how sick that would be? Well, like, would be awesome. Have the anime fighter, but it's them.
Yeah, though they'd have to pass it over to Arc Systems. Those Arc Systems would probably do it super well.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's a pipe dream. That'll never happen. I'll say this, and then it'll get confirmed like 2 years down the line. But an Arc Systems Marvel fighting game will never happen.
At this point, and especially if Capcom, it depends on their licensing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how they're doing it. Is it internally trying to be pushed? Is it this company applied for the license, right?
Yeah.
There's so many different factors that it could be, because just how licensing works as a whole for these kind of things.
Yeah.
It's very expensive, and it's a lot to deal with because they have the right to control everything, so like locked in a specific way.
Yeah.
Because just licensing as a whole is really interesting for this kind of stuff. Like, 9 times out of 10, it's like most of these companies, they want to do something, but they were told no, or they weren't given the budget or whatever. So it all depends on, is it being done, like, is this a Marvel project or is this a NetherRealms project?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And we won't know until we see more, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's the thing, is really we have to wait till we see more. We have to see if this is just a baseless rumor or if it's just kind of in the talks or whatever.
Right.
Like, we'll see. Right. I'm generally pessimistic.
Also, video games, so it's a couple years down the line if this is a rumor, right?
Exactly.
Even if it's a rumor, it's still several years down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you guys know,
which means it could have X-Men in it.
Yeah, we'll see.
So.
But as you guys know, I'm generally kind of pessimistic about NetherRealms. That's just me.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of Marvel or a lot of NetherRealms fans out there, and if they do make a Marvel game, it will be a NetherRealms game. So we'll see. But
we'll see.
But my second topic, and this one's going to be much shorter. Sega has teamed up with Japan.com, I believe it's called.
Something like that.
Yes, to make NFTs. For those who don't know what an NFT is, it's a picture.
Explain NFTs, please. Please explain it in depth.
It is. It's a picture. The end. basically, so the idea is that it's kind of like Bitcoin mining. It's to have the like rights to an image in a way.
So you all like is it like you all co right?
yeah you basically buy shares of the
it's
image.
So weird.
However, it doesn't stop you from right clicking it and pressing save image as. Like that's right. The thing is it doesn't do anything. All it does is just kind of feed into like the Bitcoin culture, I suppose.
Well, also like almost every artist that I know that actually know anything about NFTs hate it.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like it gets such a huge,
it's so goofy.
It's in the middle of getting this tsunami of hate from the artist community. Like I'm on Twitter and I mainly use Twitter just to follow artists, just to keep eyes on people I want
to
commission.
That's what 90% of my stuff is.
Yeah, to follow people that I want to commission or just kind of like leave good comments and thumbs up to like, you know, cool pictures or whatever. So when 90% of them are like NFTs are terrible, and then you have like a large company like Sega being like, hey, we're teaming up to do NFTs. It's like, why? Like why?
Could only go well.
There was people going into old like PC games and emulators of games and taking out the images and then selling shares to those images, even though they don't own those images to those games. Yeah.
Like that's the
thing. You're just making money off of it.
Yeah, like you could just do that. Like it's like that's the thing is like I could take a screenshot of my laptop right now and put it up on Twitter and be like, hey, here's my NFT, $2 million. And doubt anybody would buy it. But the thing is, it's like, that's the thing is, it's like almost nonsensical. Weird. Like, it's just like, and it's leading to a lot of art theft and a lot of weird copyright issues. And it's,
I mean, it's a lot of people said that kind of stuff about Bitcoin stuff, but like, at least that has a basis for like, okay, you put your computer to work, it makes money kind of thing. Like to a baseline idea, it makes sense. And I kind of like the idea of buying shares into art. Like I think that could be an idea in itself that's a good one. But the way that like you said, the way you're going about it is very nonsensical. That doesn't make sense. I would love it if like it was an artist's property buying a share into it, and you know, like they controlled that property and did it that way. Like I'd be like, yo, cool, let's support artists and do it that way. That's cool. But it's a very predatory market of what's going on right now, and they're just tons of art theft, which is already a rampant issue, right? Like that's already such a big thing.
Because to cycle it back into Magic the Gathering Arena, which I've been playing, Hasbro is also looking at this and potentially doing it with Magic the Gathering art, just selling it as NFTs. However, a lot of the artists that do Magic the Gathering art, like they sell the original print, or they'll sell the original canvas, or they'll sell the artist proof for X amount of money, and then you buy that, and then obviously that'll go up in value as if the card becomes popular or something like that, and you can resell it, which is why I'm like kind of at that weird standstill.
There's a
like,
nature of this that can make sense, but it needs regulation.
It's like we already have kind of like the NFT of just getting the physical print, but that's not good enough for people, I guess. Like,
well,
it's
not owning partial rights, and then on top of it, if you own partial rights, well, what does that mean for usage rights, right? Like, if I own part of it, can I just say, okay, here's this thing, right? Can I just put it up on screen and partially mine? Okay, well, then what stops us with music and other creative outlets? Because, like, again, a lot of this could be really cool. Like, it could be another new avenue for creators and creatives to make money or different companies, right? It's not necessarily intrinsically a bad thing, but the way that it could be very easily abused and made, you know, been predative. That's where you have the issue.
Because not only that, but my issue is that it just doesn't support the artist most of the time, unless it's the artist themselves selling the NFT. But even then, that's spotty.
And that's inherently the problem. So unless there's regulation in some way, like you could prove that you own it or something like that, that's just going to be the nature of these things if they don't do that.
So there's already been tons of reports of people being like, someone stole my NFT, or someone cashed on my NFT, or they hacked this thing, so I don't have it anymore. It's like, well, yeah, that's what happens when you're in a completely unregulated market when you're in a completely unregulated thing that doesn't even give to the original artist. Like, that's going to happen.
Exactly. But, I mean, there is the weirdness of when you're in an early market that if you know what you're doing, you can potentially make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So on the consumer side of it, like the people who like to buy stuff, right?
Yeah.
With Bitcoin, I never like bought and sold Bitcoin. I made my computer work for that kind of stuff, right? Because like, it makes sense. Why pay for something you can get for free?
Yeah.
I mean, I never really did anything with it. It just sits in a wallet somewhere from the time that I did do it. Mm. But like, it makes sense, right? I don't know. I'm not big into like stocks or things like that. Like, I understand enough about it to know that I shouldn't mess with it.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, my two topics made me depressed, so let's move on to the next one.
All right, Jack, what you got?
Well, this would be great. Talk about regulation and stuff and law. The great Ace Attorney got announced as coming over to North America.
Super excited.
Yeah. It's got dual audio and a bunch of other stuff. And
yeah. It was locked in Japan. Because a lot of the content, the jokes, and I think even some of the main story stuff itself, apparently was too Japanese, and it would be really hard to translate, and make the story, some of the story stuff work, some of the things that they're doing work, for us. So
yeah.
But they figured it out, and we're getting a translation.
Cool,
which is exciting.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Like, what was the last Ace Attorney game? It's been a while, right?
3DS, I think.
I think it was Ace Attorney.
We've had.
Yeah, I think it was the seventh game.
It had been a while though. Like, it's been a while since we had the last one.
Yeah.
I'd say it's
cool.
Good amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, and those games are so fun. I haven't played any of them besides the first one. but I really liked the first one when I played it, and it seemed like they got more like further as they went, right? It got better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm a huge fan. I'm actually on the live stream that I've been doing every Wednesday. We've been doing Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney 3, and we're doing voiceovers for all the characters and stuff. It's really goofy, really silly.
That stuff's so much fun, man.
It's good. It's a lot, and they're really fun games.
Yeah, the Ace Attorney games are perfect for that. Like,
oh, for sure.
Because I still remember...
It's kind of visual novel-y, so it works out.
Yeah. Because I remember when they released them on iPhone, and it was like, hey, we're giving you half of the first game for free, and then after that, you have to pay.
Oh, that's neat.
And I remember I played it, I'm like, I don't know if I like it that much, like, kind of iffy on it. And then I said, screw it, paid the $15, bought all of them, and I just had a blast. Like, those games are a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's times where it's like a little, like, how do I go from here to there? But once you get past those, like, especially when you're in trial, it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I for those who do like the games, I highly recommend the Phoenix Wright Professor Layton crossover game.
Oh,
so much fun. That was a thing.
I have it physically, but I haven't played it yet. I still really need to.
I also haven't played Professor Layton.
It's just enough of just both games where you get some puzzles here. You get the detective stuff there, here, and lots of really cool twists and turns. And that one's so much fun. Voice acting. I think that was the first time, no, maybe the second time Phoenix got voiced. Because he didn't get voiced until the 3DS game.
Mm.
Did they do a movie?
There's a Phoenix Wright movie. But he was voiced in this one. But it's so fun.
Yeah.
Please play these games. The other thing that happened recently is, I guess PlayStation had done a Chinese press conference to announce games being done.
That was like today, wasn't it?
Yesterday. Okay. No, the 25th, 2 days ago. From today's recording. But they showed off a game called Lost Soul Aside, which I actually haven't heard of, but apparently was shown like years ago by the developer ULTI Zero Games. Mm-hmm. when they first showed it off, apparently it was done by one dude, and it was super impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And then looking at their recent post, they said that they have 29 people as of last year.
It's so cool, and they released, like, to go from one person to, like, a whole team to make this thing, like, a...
Yeah, they're like, okay, this is good.
Awesome reality.
We're going to give you some people. And yeah. I think they have backing and stuff. And just looking at this gameplay footage looks amazing. It's like Final Fantasy meets
Devil
May Cry.
Yeah.
They're like, how many special effects do you want? Can you give me all the special effects?
Right.
Yeah.
Fast-paced action, lots of particles, weapons just appearing, doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like, it feels... If Final Fantasy 15 was a Devil May Cry game or something.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is this game was influenced by Final Fantasy 13 Versus? 15 Versus, whatever?
I can see that.
13 Versus.
Yeah. The guy wanted to make something like that. Right. So that's what inspired this game, and which is why you can see some similarities there.
Yeah, it looks cool, man. I mean, like, I want to say I heard about it initially, like, forever ago. Because, like, when I was watching the trailer, some of the trailer earlier, I was like, or the gameplay, whatever, right? Mm. When I was watching that earlier, I'm like, this looks super familiar. And then looking back, I'm like, oh, I did see, like, one of the initial older trailers at some point and just completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because it's forever ago. This looks so clean. Like, it looks good.
Yeah. I remember seeing this on Tumblr, like, I think it was, like, 2015 or something, like, ages ago. Because I remember someone was like, hey, one person's doing all this. And they were kind of going through the effects that they were using and stuff like that. I'm looking at the gameplay of it right now. It looks great.
Yeah. Super impressive.
I'm about it. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a worldwide release for this. Mm. I mean, it had English subtitles on there, so I would assume that they're going for worldwide.
Yeah. I think it's safe to assume.
But we'll see. I mean, we have... there's a Sony press conference this Thursday. Maybe we'll see. Well, I mean, it's supposed to be Ratchet and Clank. Like, I feel like maybe we'd see something like this at E3, maybe.
Mm.
We'll see.
Well, hopefully we'll get something at
that's like a month away or two.
Yeah.
Whatever.
PlayStation is holding another an event in China on the 29th. So we'll hopefully get more news, because this was the game they showed off a few days ago. So
extensively, kind of thing.
More about it at the event.
Cool.
Yeah, hopefully we get some love for it Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at the gameplay trailer for, you know, however long I did, I'm sold on it. I think it looks really cool. Like, I would buy this and play it.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. That it for you, Jack?
That's it for me.
All right. Now, my favorite series.
Yep.
Our big story. Finally, I've been waiting for this information since they announced it, like, what was it, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out last year, and we got nothing. We were ghosted up until, like, end of the year, and they're like, hey, there's more coming, news coming out end of this year. Or, sorry, in 2022, 2021. I could say words.
You're just so excited.
But we got a release date. We got a bunch of gameplay. They changed a bunch of stuff. People are very mixed on certain things. It's interesting. I'm very excited for this game. I think that... I don't know, man. Like, I this is the evolution that we've been waiting for this series. They cut some stuff. They changed some stuff around. But it looks good, to me at least. I don't care what you say, Ty.
I'm watching the trailer right now.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things. We haven't had a main series Tales game since, was it 16 or 17 or whenever Berseria came out. It might have been more recent than that. My whole sense of time is off. But I really like, as you guys know, I like the series a lot. This looks interesting, right? Like, it looks like they didn't try and stray too far, but at the same time, while changing stuff and updating stuff, it looks like a lot of people were upset about two things that I've seen. End of battle skits. They tried to make things very, like, streamlined and fast. So you walk into a battle, you go into, like, your arena thing, you fight. And then it all is just streamlined, so when you go out of battle... you don't really get the same skit, but it looks like there's a little bit of conversation afterwards, like just kind of off to the side and while you're fighting. So I'm like, well, maybe that just takes place of that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Also, for the fact of, like, trailer wise, they might've cut that stuff out. I don't think they did. It looked very clean and, like, meant to be. So I think they just got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are complaining because they got rid of the co-op, option.
Oh.
So Tails since I think it was the basically when stuff went 3D, if I remember correctly, was the initial start of the ability to play co-op. You can't play co-op like in the main overworld and stuff, but in battle you can fight with each other, or alongside each other, not each other. And they got rid of that. People are actually like trying to like start petitions and stuff to get them to put it back in. I'm like, well, that's just something they could do, add in with an update or something. We're too far in to like have them massively change it right now. But you know, it, we'll see. I think that this could be cool. I don't know many people who really played the co-op version of the game anyway. Like
my friends tried, but they got so bored with like waiting for me to get into a battle, especially when the game's a JRPG where there's a lot of talking.
That that's the thing, is like, unless you're there, like, so me and our friend Juan, we've been playing through Tales of Vesperia on our Twitch page, or Twitch channel, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, if you've never played a Tales game and stuff, it's kind of like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand it. So like, we could spend a good amount of time. Like, I died like twice waiting, because he was taking place of the second character, and that's the healer.
Oh no!
And I'm like, I need you to heal me, we're about to die, kind of thing. It was just pure chaos. But like, the thing is like, once you kind of know what you're doing, or you're playing like a more fighty character, you kind of figure it out. But like, it's just kind of weird. They added co-op online co-op for the PC ports for the games, which is kind of cool.
That's nice.
But yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
But this one, yeah, like I said, they got rid of it. So the combat in this looks a lot, very, it reminds me a lot of more recent games, starting with Tales of Graces, which everyone really positively talked about. So in the corner, you have like these crystals, or not in the corner, but like around your character, there are these like four crystals. And when you go into combat, that's basically your like MPSP type stuff.
Yeah.
So like, if you want to do an art, it'll take like a half or one full bar of that. And I don't know if it's taking this like the tree option. So like in Graces, this is very positively talked about, was how good the like combat tree was. So depending on what, like, kind of like in original Tales where you hold a button and it'll do a combo chain or do an art. In this, you'd hold a direction and a button, and you hit a button or whatever, and it would go down a tree. And so if depending on what button you'd hit, you'd break down to another part of the tree and stuff. Or not button, but a direction.
Yeah.
And people really, really liked it. Like, people still talk about how it's one of their favorite Tales combat systems to this day. I still need to finish the game. I got to like the end and didn't finish that one. But I liked it for the most part. The biggest problem with that game is it was originally a Wii game. And even when you're playing the updated like PS3 version, it's still a Wii game.
Yeah.
So like, there's stuff where like, I should be able to go over there. You can't because it's a Wii game. But this one like looks super grand. It's got a bunch of stuff. It's coming in September. I'm debating if I want to buy like the super special edition or not. I probably shouldn't, considering just money. But I really want that art book. Because it's like a 60-70 page art book that you can only get with the super special edition, and it has like a ton of like concept stuff. The thing is like, art books are cool. Concept art is like my bread and butter. That's the stuff I want to see, because I'm like, I love seeing where stuff came from.
Yeah.
And so it's really got me going. But this game looks cool. We got two new character reveals. I expect us to see a decent bit more coming like E3 and stuff. There is a skill tree and stuff like that, where you unlock new arts and stuff. So it's not like the old version of the games. The old version of the games, you'd have to like do arts a certain amount of times or things like that to kind of increase the counter on it. If you do like two arts enough, you'll unlock it, or some, like the original one had like skill books or things like that to unlock new arts.
Yeah.
This one looks like it's mostly just like a skill ring type thing. But I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to like decipher from the trailer. I think it looks cool. I'm interested to see what it is or what comes out of it. I will be buying this day one. This is Tails, right? I have the Tails tattoo. It's my favorite series. Right there. I got my Tails of Symphonia vinyl that finally came in. Like, this is a series near and dear to my heart. So obviously I'm going to be buying this day one. It's one of the handful of like companies that we'll buy initially from. They have the new like mascot character, Hootie, I think it was called. I don't know how to feel about that yet, but Japan has a hoodie version, like a special edition, where you get like a giant plush of it with accessories.
All right.
Japan, I think it's Japan or international exclusive, but US doesn't get it. The only reason I bring it up is because it's up on screen a second ago.
Oh, Hoodle.
The Hoodle, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I'm excited to see what they do with it. It seems way more fast-paced, while still being true to like story-heavy stuff, but we'll see. Yeah. Honestly, it's just, we'll see.
Yeah, I just watched the gameplay trailer for it. It seems like a lot of the kind of issues that I had when we played ours, like obviously I had my story issues and stuff, but like a lot of, it looks a lot better on the surface, like especially when it got into the gameplay, when I saw how the characters were interacting, especially in combat, I'm like, oh, that actually looks super cool.
Honestly, I want you to play one of the other Tales games at some point. Some of the other ones just had different pacing or things like that. Like I love the like little bit of extra bit that they put into like you're actually doing the physical back and forth and stuff. Like I like that in Abyss, but I understand why you consider that a negative.
Yeah.
The newer ones have that, but it's not as bad. We don't know. Obviously we don't know what this looks like. We've only seen a couple areas and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, it's one of those things. I think you'll like some of the other Tales games, maybe a little bit more. I think some of the older ones and some of the newer ones, like either of them, like I want to get you to play another one at some point just because I like the series a lot. And I honestly think you would, you know?
Yeah. So, and like something that
the problem is they're just long.
Yeah. But like, that's the thing is even since the 3DS and the original PS2 version of Tales of the Abyss, like obviously the genres come
along. The 3DS one was literally just a port.
Yeah. Like the thing is the genre, and I assume Tales has come like a very long way. And especially
it's a very different
game. It almost looks like unrecognizable, which is I usually is an insult. But
I wouldn't say
like,
it's unrecognizable.
At least to me, it looks
really
cool.
It's very different from Abyss.
Yes, because I was noticing the arts and stuff like that, and there's even a bit in the gameplay demo where it shows like an item or a shop, and obviously the names look familiar. But I remember something that I don't think I talked about it much in the episode, but I liked messing with the different characters. But my one gripe about it is not really being able to swap between the characters mid-fight. And when I saw that in the Tales of Arise,
you could do that in Abyss.
Huh?
You just hit pause and you could do that in Abyss. You just hit pause and I think it's like select or something and it changes character.
Oh, you have to pause. Well,
yeah, you can do it. They don't teach you that. I actually found that out after I'd beaten the game. So.
Oh, really?
There we go.
I had no idea.
Other one, like it depends on the game. Like each one's kind of been different how they've handled that. Some of more recently they've been a little bit easier to do that kind of stuff with. Sometimes it's like you need an item to enable that or things like that. So it varies.
Yeah. But at least
this one seems just like right out the gate, you could just change to whatever you want, whenever you want. It's much more faster based to be able to do that, I think, in this one.
So. Yeah. Seeing the like little D-pad that just said like, hey, this is which character, like that immediately looked like super appealing to me of just like, oh cool, I can like swap around and like I've been replaying Final Fantasy VII Remake a little bit, and like that's something that I really liked about it, and I didn't.
The quick switch is nice.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it until I came back to it. Where I'm like, oh yeah, I love swapping between characters and like kind of keeping everything.
It feels good.
Oh, it feels so nice. It feels so nice.
I'm very interested to see how this goes about.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, guys?
Looking good so far. I'll honestly give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be playing it.
I mean. If you guys are interested in it, we should just make that one of the podcast games when it drops in September.
I remember you talked about the intention to do that. So,
there's a couple games that I want us to play that we might just like shoehorn in. We'll extend our first season into 2 years instead of one. I need to play Tactics Advance. Yes.
Not to roast you, I 100%ed it a couple days ago. It's 100% done for me.
Let me just put it this way. It's probably going to be a while for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my second crystal.
Ooh, second.
I'm moving.
How many are there?
4.
Okay.
5. All right. Technically, it's weird.
I feel halfway? Bad, but I shouldn't feel as bad because halfway.
Am
I
halfway? You're about halfway. The third, fourth, and fifth crystal happen pretty close to each other.
Okay.
Oh, so there's 5 crystals?
Yeah, kind of. Basically, so there's 22 story missions. The second crystal, I think, is like the 12th or 13th story mission.
Interesting.
Okay.
I just need to sit down and plow through it. Like that's how I work. Like what I gotta like commit time. So I'm very much, and you guys know this, I will sit down and play something for however many hours it takes, but I've got to start it and want to play it. If I don't want to play it, I'm going to hate the game.
Yeah.
And I try my best not to do that with these games.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why sometimes it takes forever for me to start something. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, like, you, we've had those conversations where I like, just start something, and I'll be, like, halfway done with it by in, like, 2 days right. or a day, right? So I'm not super worried about doing it. I just got to sit down and do it. And I've been very much not in a, like, not gaming mood recently. So yeah. I've been taking in, like, movies and shows and stuff more again. So
yeah. Well, now that I've 100%ed it, it's my turn to take in some more movies and TV shows.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does about for just about does it for this episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much going on.
No, not at all.
But still some cute announcements.
But
yeah, there's some good stuff.
I feel Sony like. State of Play is happening later.
This Thursday, which this Thursday. Is probably when this episode will drop.
Next episode, we'll talk about that.
Probably. Are we live streaming? Do we want to live stream it?
We could totally live stream it.
Depends on the time.
I got it. I'm all set up for it, so if we want to,
I might be available.
Cool. We'll talk about that after stream.
Yep.
Either way, thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back. We'll be back next week. Right. Same JRPG time, same JRPG channel.
There you go. Say that.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Great. This has been Bill.
This was Ty.
And I'm Jack. And that was the magazine rack.
Bye.
Bye.